One of the strange facts about our healthcare system is there are no clear prices. NPR's Planet Money team recently explored that conundrum in a story from Pensacola, Florida. One hospital there charges $900 for a shoulder MRI. You can get the same MRI down the street for half that, $450. Today, NPR's Hannah Jaffe-Walt takes the MRI pricing search abroad.
You've heard this story before. A guy goes into the hospital with a problem. Weeks later, sits with a shocking bill, shaking his head.
That's the MRI of the lumbar spine. With total charges submitted by the hospital of $2,352.96, Aetna had a negotiated rate of $1,731 just for an MRI of the lumbar spine, which is a fairly routine study. It's a lot of money.
Typical story, right? But listen to who this guy is.
Howard Foreman. I am a professor of diagnostic radiology and also of management, also of public health, and also of economics at Yale University.
A radiologist, a public health specialist, and healthcare economist who was shocked decades into his career to find out how much an MRI costs.
Okay, test, if you just tell me your name and your title.
Naoki Ikegami, professor of health policy and management at Keio University School of Medicine.
A comparison, Professor Ikegami, also a healthcare economist, although he's in Japan, and he has had many, many MRIs. And do you know how much an MRI costs in Japan?
$160.
You know exactly the number?
Right.
Hear that number? $160. And just in case you forgot, Dr. Foreman's MRI, $1,700. So how does Japan work this incredible magic? By law. The government sets the prices. But how does that work? I mean, costs are costs, right? We have to buy MRI machines, so does Japan. We have to pay the electricity bill, so does Japan. There's staff and supplies. You can't just force costs to be low. If you could, you'd make it a dollar for an MRI.
I mean, how is it possible that you're doing a procedure for so much less than what we do it for?
$2,000, I would think, is a state-of-the-art MRI, most expensive type.
Oh, so we have better machines? They're different machines.
In general, you have the more expensive types.
In the U.S., we tend to demand the best state-of-the-art machines available. But they're not that much fancier. It doesn't explain a more than tenfold difference in price. So another possible explanation can be found by typing MRI into a Japanese search engine. This is something I asked Dr. Michiko Kinora Bruno to do. She's a Japanese-trained neurologist. And she gets all these ad results, including one that offers to satisfy your MRI needs in a spa-like environment. In Japan, you can buy a less fancy MRI machine, and then you can make up the cost fast because MRIs are incredibly popular. Now, it's unclear if MRIs are popular because they're cheap or if they're cheap in part because they're popular. So I have two more quick theories for you. We here in the U.S. pay our radiologists much more than Japan does, so that's a cost. And then there's this from Professor Gerard Anderson at Johns Hopkins.
I'm talking about the MRI machine. When you go and you buy it from Siemens or General Electric or any of the manufacturers, you'll be paying about twice as much in the United States for the exact same machine.
Japan sets the price they pay for MRIs super low, and so to get into the Japanese market, the manufacturers lower their prices. They charge more here in the U.S. because we'll pay more. How come? Well, I called a number of American hospitals and doctors, and I got basically two reactions. The first, and most popular, a shrug. We could never get those prices. That's just how it is. And the second, some were surprised. Just like that radiologist getting his first MRI, healthcare prices, even to them, are something of a mystery. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, committed to straightforward banking, including customer service with a real human being 24/7. Learn more at allybank.com.